And now,
back to Hail Varsity Radio.
Thanks for hanging out. Hail Varsity Radio live here at Sherman Field, getting ready for JV baseball as Southwest is gearing up and Lincoln East taking a little outfield and infield right now. Jabba Chamberlain, standout, Husker World Series champ, and his name's on the wall out here at Sherman as he helped refurbish this beautiful ballpark. Jabba, what's good? How you doing, man?
Just trying to stay cool before I have to go outside. It's got a little warm today.
It is a little sticky out. We were whining, and then we decided to look and see what the temperature was like in Houston. That's where Matt Rule's at for some satellite camps, and dare I say the city you need seven shirts in one day is 15 degrees cooler than great old Lincoln, Nebraska. Call me shocked today, but hey, it's early June yet, right?
Just wait 5 minutes. It'll change. It could drop 10 degrees. You just never know around here.
No, I know it. I know it. Jabba, wanted to get your thoughts on guys you know well, guys you're close with. You're part of the brotherhood with Nebraska baseball. And Jeff Christie parting ways with Will Bolt and Nebraska baseball. Your take on this, I know Coach Childress has been a part of the program as well. So it's pretty intricate with all three folks you know and you know well.
Yeah, it was just it's kind of surprising, just, you know, running around earlier and then, you know, finally sat down and I was like, well, all right. And it's interesting to see the verbiage that they used and parting ways and what actually that means. I mean, when our pitching staff was ranked third in the league and we had the least amount of walks overall in the conference. So, I mean, it obviously at times wasn't great, but as somebody that you know, you grew up playing against and then playing with, and, you know, he's a great coach and has a great mind for what he wants to get done. So, I mean, I feel like there's no problem that he's going to have getting a job. It's just maybe sometimes they felt like what they needed was just a change and maybe philosophy or, you know, just sometimes change is good and you see what happens. But it was interesting. They just said parting ways, and that was just kind of left a little bit unknown to me as far as like where they actually stood with Jeff and everything that he did.
I want to get your thought, Jabba Chamberlain, with us, Hail Varsity Radio, Jeff Christie, moving on as Nebraska's pitching coach. I mean, I look at, to your point, the team ERA, I look at how the team's pitching performed in Omaha just recently. I mean, the pitching really did well in the Big Ten tournament, but the midweek games, tell me a little bit about the development phase. You had older guys performing well, but some of those younger arms, you just couldn't find a steady arm to lean on, when case in point being those midweek games where you're 6-6.
Yeah, and we touched on that a few times on the show, and I think therein lies either the development or the talent was there. It was the consistency of what it was. And like I said, with the way that they said it in the release and what have you, it's maybe there was something that they saw in that aspect of it that they felt like where that needed to be a change. It's the inconsistency overall, I think, was probably the biggest downfall of what we did as far as a pitching staff as a whole.
Jabba, whenever you say inconsistently, I almost read in between the lines there is inconsistently, especially with your depth. It felt like you had a couple guys over the past couple seasons, each team, you had a couple guys that you could somewhat, to a relative degree, trust. A guy or two that were your weekend starters, a guy or two out of the bullpen, but Nebraska's depth, as you got further into the bullpen and further down your list of starters, it felt like the consistency started to go away. So what's your take on developing depth within this pitching staff? Is that an error in development? Is that an error in recruiting? How do you see that? Because I see what you're saying about consistency, but I see it kind of goes hand in hand with the depth issue in Nebraska's pitching staff.
I think it's a little bit of both. I mean, as far as the development and finding that those guys where, you know, maybe they came in as starters and that's what you saw them in high school. But now as they, you know, get a little bit of man strength and, you know, they start putting on weight, now it's like, okay, you know what? You project more as a guy in the bullpen. And from that side, I could see a little bit of that. But then I also, it comes down to the fact of, if you don't have the talent, you just don't have the talent. And sometimes that's just what it is. And so I think both of them play a huge part in it. And obviously, I started in my career, but I also went to the bullpen. So there's sometimes it's just finding that right kid, young man, and be like, hey, you know, we think you project better at this and develop in that aspect. Then also is having the talent to be able to develop it and put it in the right situation.
You got to really identify the role, get the buy-in for said role, and then get the work in to go perform. I look at Coach Christie and what he was a part of with Schwellenbach and Povich and Wynn. You look at Olsen and Kaminska, they'll hear their names as well this draft. So Christie's done a nice job, did a nice job with Erstad. I want you to tell me a little bit about your personal development with Coach Childress. We don't know that Rob Childress is going to be elevated to pitching coach, but the guy's done it before and he's been incredible. So there's that in front of you right now if you're Will Bolt. So tell me the upside if Rob Childress becomes that guy.
I think what Rob did more so, well, he gave you my slider, so I can thank him for that. I think what Rob did a great job at was he broke everything down. We had a 10-game update, and it was 0-0 counts, 1-1 counts, you know, two out hits, like just little things that we always kept a reminder that was a focus for us. And he wasn't so much a mechanics guy. He was more like our word that year was compete. He goes, you're not going to have your best stuff, but if you go out and compete for me, that's all I can ask. And he put us through the ringer, and, you know, he demanded a lot from us, and he expected a lot. He'd be the first person to dog cuss you, but he'd be the first person to put his arm around you and tell you why. And, you know, you think about that, and it's obviously times are changing. There's a lot of things that Rob did that he couldn't do today. but it's also what he did for me. He changed this. He changed my mentality. Like, you're not always going to have your best stuff, but if you go out and give it everything you got and compete with what you have that day, you'd be surprised about the things that happened. And I think that was the biggest thing. And I think the development from there, and that was kind of always the mentality I kept, is like, you know, there'd be days I'd be throwing in the bullpen, warming up. I'm like, this is going to be awful. This is not going to be good. Like, don't watch me. Everybody leave. Like, I might break somebody's collarbone because I'm going to bounce one. Like, and then you go out and you're just like, you know what? I just got to go compete with what I got. And it turns out to be a great outing. And then vice versa, like, you're hitting every spot in the bullpen. Next thing you know, you give up back-to-back homers in the first, and you're like, well, that didn't go as planned. So I just think it's, with Rob's aspect, I think it's the mentality part of it that really changed it for me, and the understanding of, you're not always going to have your best stuff, but you can always go out there and compete with everything you got.
Do you think that Rob's in a good spot being – well, essentially, we'll call him, he's like a floating assistant coach, with that not really being an option in the Big Ten. He's a guy that can be an assistant pitching coach. He can be there and help out. Is that a good role for him, or do you think an elevation to the full-time pitching coach would be a good spot for him? What's your take on this? Because I know he's a guy that's getting towards the back end of his coaching career. He's coming back to Nebraska. It's where home is for him. That's one of the reasons why he took this job, getting closer to home as he's closer to retirement. Do you think that elevation would make sense for him, or do you think it makes sense for Nebraska to go elsewhere?
I think, personally, I think it would be great. I think he's one of the best pitching coaches I've ever had in my career. But I also know that he's a grandfather, and there's those moments that, you know, being gone, that he misses, and, you know, with Hannah's daughter and everything that that he is involved with, and just, you know, seeing the joy when he sees her. And so personally, from the baseball side, immediately, like, that wouldn't even be a question. But as a father and missing parts of 11 years of my son's life, you can't get that back. And so from a personal level, he can be involved in the aspect that he is now as much as he wants to be. I think if you take that step forward, now you're traveling, now you're recruiting, and now you're gone more. So it's at the end of the day, it's kind of, I think the ball's in Rob's court, but if I know Rob and as a man, I would say he's probably going to stay in the position that he's at just because he gets a little bit more freedom to spend time with his family.
Jabba Chamberlain's with us, Husker standout World Series champ. Thoughts on Jeff Christie moving on? And last thought, Jabba, and thanks for coming in and giving us your expertise on this, bud. How difficult was this on Will, do you think? I'm not asking you to jump in his mind, but again, you're part of that Nebraska fraternity, knowing how close and they've been through a lot of rides together at a lot of different spots.
Yeah, I bet in one way, I think it was really hard because it goes beyond coaching.
Mm-hmm,
I mean, they've been together so long where they've gotten to know each other on just more than a coaching level. And so in that aspect, I think it was very hard. But then along those same lines, I think it made it a little bit easier because the communication that they've had and they've been together for so long where it was difficult no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
But it also made it a little bit easier because the relationship that they've created to where it wasn't like, hey, you just came in, peace, you're out. Like,
sure.
We've been together, we understand it. This is part of what we get into. We know what's going to happen. And so I think on both sides of it, like their relationship made it easier, but it also probably made it a little bit hard just because of the bond that they formed, not only with each other, mm-hmm. but their families, their wives and kids. And, you know, that's a bond that I don't think will ever be lost. And I think that's the part that makes it a little bit easier. And you know, Jeff's a young guy. I mean, he's 40, I think, mm-hmm. maybe. Not much older than that, because not sure. Much older than me. So he's got a lot of time left, and he's a great baseball mind and understands the game so well. So, you know, I always wish Jeff nothing but the best, and he'll find his way somewhere if he wants to. If, mm-hmm. you know, there could be a different change of venue or whatever, but he'll be all right. And he's one of the great dudes that I've met and, you know, had the opportunity to play with and against and to get to know. So it's been a pleasure, and he'll be just fine.
Jabba, we appreciate you, brother. We'll talk soon. Thanks for the time today.
Yep. Take care, guys.